This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Cronin.
What a pleasure to get to speak once again with Dr. Ron Paul. I wish we, you know, there was so much more that we could have talked about with him, and it always...
I know, I spent most of the segment, most of the hour trying not to be like, dude, thank you, you're the reason I got into Liberty, you know, doing this whole
thing. You should have said that. I mean, it's always nice to hear.
I'm sure he hears it all the time, and I did just want to, like, fangirl all over the guy, right?
I can still remember watching those presidential campaign debates.
Man, and yeah, the Republican ones where he was just ripping these people apart.
Yeah,
and
so awesome.
And he was getting applause and ovations every single rip. And I'm like, how the hell? And the other guy's Gernwich, or whatever his name is. Can't even remember his name anymore. It's been so long.
Oh, Newt Gingrich.
Newt, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was also Rick Santorum and Rick Perry and all of these other guys. These well put together politicians. Ron Paul was like 70 years old at times, just eviscerating them on the stage, getting standing ovations for his answer.
And I'm like, how is this guy not getting the points?
Well, the media stole it from
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Well, I mean, why is he never mentioned on any of these Fox polling debates?
The only time I ever saw him mentioned was when Jon Stewart brought him up as to call out Fox News after the Iowa caucus in 2012 or whenever it was, where Fox News, they mentioned the person who came in first, the person who came in second, and then they mentioned the person who came in fourth,
yeah,
fifth,
they skipped
and sixth. They deliberately skipped over number three, and Jon Stewart sitting there, Jon Stewart, of all people, behind. Behind who? Who did John Kerry or whoever it was? Not John Kerry.
Doesn't matter who
John
they were.
John Hunt. Hunt was the guy who came in for.
Bunch of rhinos.
Yeah. It was just forgettables. A bunch of forgettables.
And then he did even better in New Hampshire, and they couldn't ignore him at that point. But by then, all of the momentum, the defeatism among libertarians had started, because there's a lot of defeatism. Oh, I would vote for him, but he can't win. And that was when that really started to come into play around South Carolina. And then hope just sort of fizzled out. And the Republicans retired him that year at their Republican National Convention. But, I mean,
yeah, he's back to libertarian now. He did switch to Republican to actually campaign in that race.
Well, he was a Republican, wasn't he? He was all of his political career.
He was a libertarian in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, he ran as a libertarian in 1988 for president. Are you saying he's rejoined the Libertarian Party, Conan?
According to Wiki, he's been a libertarian since 2015.
Wow, I did not realize that.
Yeah. Well, if you buy a lifetime, Bill Weld has been one since 2012 as well, right? I mean, if you buy a lifetime membership, they never rescind that.
But in my
opinion, Ron Paul has always been a libertarian.
Absolutely.
You're saying as far as political party.
Correct.
That's interesting. He did speak over the weekend at the Libertarian Party National Convention, although he technically spoke at the Mises Party, the Mises Caucus segment. They had like their own speaking area where they had guest speakers, and Ron Paul spoke to a huge crowd of folks there. There were some nice comments, of course, that came in. JDT2003 said, Ron Paul and Harry Brown turned millions onto the idea of individual liberty, and he said that on our YouTube channel.
Yep. Way before my time.
Ron Paul even mentioned that, giving speeches to college students and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I was one of those college students. Yeah. I mean, he never spoke at my university, but I was around college age. And just all of these boring politicians coming along. This was right after Obama had just turned us from young, idealistic, hopeful young people into just bitter, jaded husks of human beings. We're like, oh, okay, they're all liars. They're all crooks. Obama didn't shut down Gitmo. He didn't create any level of peace. He continued the wars. And then here comes Ron Paul, and he says the same peaceful ideas, and he paints a picture of a world that we want, and it sounds great, and he's got all of these ideas behind it and how we can get there. And he goes, oh, by the way, there's decades of me, you know, keeping my word here and actually fulfilling my promises and standing by these principles, and that was what hooked everyone.
My favorite part was when he answered your question, Conan, to say that they never even tried.
Yeah, I seem to remember he actually had a sign on his desk which has said something to the effect, all lobbyists who want something from me, please go away.
I thought it was don't steal, the government hates competition.
He had that on his mug or something. That. He had that.
I thought he had that on his desk.
Yeah, it was on his desk. But they
figured it out real quick that this guy is not going to work with us.
He's got the right vibes, you know. He's got positive vibrations that he's sending out there. He's incorruptible, and so they didn't even try it with him, which is amazing.
Now, part of my question to him was rhetorical on my part. I kind of know the answer myself, which is why I have never felt. I've run for office here in the local elections, and I have not felt good about it at all because I don't want to make decisions on other human beings' behalf. It makes me feel yucky.
Ugly.
But chicken or egg? Is it the position that corrupts, or is it the position that attracts corrupt individuals, or is it both?
Both. It attracts the corrupt, obviously.
Right.
Right. But then for the innocent person that's not per se corrupt going into it, it will corrupt them.
I'm not so sure. I think that because he is the obvious. Example that proves otherwise.
Well,
he stuck to his ideals all the time, all throughout those years.
Yeah, but that's so rare.
It's rare.
He is the one example that I always point to because he is the one example that I can always point to. Everyone else, like Justin Amash, they all had these times where they don't stand by their principles.
We've seen it happen here in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. And I've always been suspicious that no. Those were bad eggs from the get-go. They were bad eggs from the get-go, and it just came out over time.
We actually read a story. I don't have it in front of me, Conan, but some number of years ago on Free Talk Live, there was a story about scientific studies that they have done on people to show that power corrupts.
Yes, Stanford Prison Experiment.
That's one of them.
If you believe it,
I've
questioned that experiment and the validity of that.
That's not the only one. There have been a myriad of experiments dealing with this. Again, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but it's a fascinating topic, and the evidence points to the fact that people are corruptible. Now, that's not to say there aren't, you know, really unusual characters that can somehow resist that,
right?
And but they're very, very unusual.
I think Ron Paul, though. I mean, we had them here in New Hampshire, like Mike Sylvia, Matt Santanastasso, and a number of state reps who got into power as state representatives. Maybe not as much power as a U.S. representative, but still
nowhere near
a significant amount of power. And yet they stay true to their principles as well.
They do. They do. And the majority of them are pretty, I think, would stay pretty true. But there's been a lot of quibbling over the so-called liberty reps here in New Hampshire and why don't they go further. And a lot of them are playing this game. And whether you want to call that corruption or them just playing the game.
Well, they want to keep the power, so that's corruption as far as I can tell.
For that, yeah. Why haven't any of the liberty reps, who I'm not saying I don't appreciate them, because I do appreciate them, and I know it's not easy being there, and they got to some extent, they feel like they got to play this game. They got so-called political capital, and they can only spend so much of it. But how come we don't have a bill that's going to end the entire war on drugs?
Yeah.
You know, why don't we have a bill that's going to wipe out the entire Department of Safety?
Well, we tried with a secession bill. That was a new thing.
I
don't know that I've ever seen anything like that in my lifetime.
No, that was something special.
I think what Ian is alluding to, though, is that there were numerous pot marijuana decriminalization bills in the House this year, and one for psilocybin cubensis and a few others. Why did they stop there? Why did they just say, we're going to decriminalize pot? I mean, if you're going to go for it, go all the way. Just say, okay, we're going to end the drug war.
Yeah, why not?
No one proposed that, and that's a good question. Why didn't they?
And if you asked them, they would say political capital. That would be their That's the standard political answer.
I would assume it was like, well, we actually have a chance of passing marijuana.
That's what they mean by that. That's the political code for we couldn't pass it, so I don't want to waste my quote-unquote political capital. And that means that they feel like they only have a certain amount that they can do. They can only put forward something that goes a certain distance because they don't want to ruin their reputation with the other state reps in there and go crazy and propose ending the war on drugs.
I don't want a good reputation among a house of thieves and liars.
I'm with you. I would vote for you if you were running for state rep. Speaking of that, the filing period opens tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you ever change your...
I didn't. I thought about this day, but I ended up doing something else. I was like, I don't really want to invest the time and energy to run for office right now anyway. So I may just end up running as a Republican. What does it matter? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
It's just a way to troll the system. The number here, at least in Keene, we don't have a chance. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open. We go to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Tony wants to talk about eating bugs.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 800-516-1220. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com, and they can help you there. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. By the way, Bitcoin jumped up a little bit in the last 24 hours or so. It's now over $31,000. Hmm. Had been below 30.
It was at 29 for like 3 weeks.
A couple weeks, yeah.
Well, yeah, it seems that it's going to continue hovering around the $30,000 mark until something changes.
Things change every day.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what that will be, but I mean some large catalyst, right?
I don't know.
Because it's gone down, it's gone back up, it's gone back down, it's gone back up.
And that's what it does.
I know, but it's been hovering around the $30,000 mark, just like it hovered around the $8,000 to $10,000 mark a few years ago. Like, $30,000 is the new $8,000, I guess is what I'm saying.
All right, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's interesting to watch it. You can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. I don't make predictions about what it's going to do. I don't think anybody knows what the future holds. But over time, it has tended to go up. If you zoom out, right, because it's easy to look at the last week or the last day or the last month. Zoom out and look at the last 13 years, and then you'll get a better picture of what the potential is for Bitcoin. And the other ones, all the other alternatives out there, like Bitcoin Cash and so many different cryptocurrencies. Got to learn the basics, though, before you jump in. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. Sam is on the line in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on libertarianism in terms of the fact of, I know you always talk about how you don't really care for the Libertarian Party, but at the same time, like, what...
I like the Libertarian Party. It's fun to point and laugh at as the dumpster fire that it is rages in the distance. And I like that it exists. I'm grateful that it exists because it gives something for all of those argumentative people who just want to argue about the tiny little details about things and don't want to actually work toward liberty. While calling themselves libertarians, it gives them somewhere where they can focus their efforts, while we over here in New Hampshire, who want to actually build something and create more freedom, get to focus on what we're doing without all of that infighting and that garbage that they're all about.
But the reason why I brought that up is because, honestly, I wouldn't have found out about those ideas without hearing about that party, the Gary Johnson year election.
So you're somebody who got brought in to Liberty by Gary Johnson. I have to wonder, you know, what was your process like? You found Gary Johnson, you found the Libertarian Party, and then you actually learned about the principles? Because he sure as hell didn't have them.
Yeah, the way I learned about the principles is actually a show that you guys advertise on. You ever heard of The Survival Podcast?
Sure, yeah. Jack Spirico?
Yeah, that was what I heard about you guys, and listen, he talks about the principles of it. And I learned that from him and discovered your show and started listening to this.
Well, this backs up what our co-host Nobody has been saying about the Libertarian Party. He's never been concerned with the fact that they have less than principled candidates like Gary Johnson running for office. And that's, for me, always been a concern of mine, is I want them to have a principled candidate. That way people can actually hear the principles up front. But Nobody argues that, well, as long as you can get people through the front door, then they'll learn about the principles later on. And it looks like Sam is one of those people. So I've never doubted that those people do exist. The question is it better to have the principles right up front? And I think that it is. I think you're going to get the right kind of people right up front. You're not going to turn away those people who might not resonate with Gary Johnson's unprincipled message. What do you think about that, Sam?
I don't really remember much about him other than he had an L next to his name because, honestly, he didn't have a chance like what you were saying.
So he was that forgettable, but yet he brought you into the party. You don't remember much about him, but he was your doorway in. That's fascinating.
Yes.
That is because, man, I've read Ron Paul's books. I don't know how long he had been in office. I don't know his autobiography or whatever, but I know a lot about his positions and the things that he stands for.
The only thing I remember about Johnson is, what's Aleppo? And that's it.
Sticking
his tongue out. There was that faux pas you're right. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, that is really interesting because, you know, I've described myself as a Harry Brown libertarian. That was the political presidential candidate they had in the year 1996 and 2000. He was the one that brought me into the movement, and he had some fantastic books. He wrote the famous book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, The Great Libertarian Offer, Why Government Doesn't Work. Why Government Doesn't Work was the first book I ever read about libertarianism, and it totally sold me and brought me into it. It was, I mean, that guy's had a huge influence over me, and I used to listen to him all the time. I've read a ton of his articles that he wrote online. Like Harry Brown was the original like blogger back in the day. He was blogging during the 2000 campaign, doing like daily updates online about what he was doing.
Yeah, that predates WordPress,
yeah,
man.
As a candidate, and he made such an impact. And it's interesting to hear you say that Gary Johnson brought you in, but you don't even remember anything about him. Wow.
Specifically, I remember the guy who introduced me to him, who had the reason why I was so impressed to even learn anything about it is because the guy who told me about it had memorized the Constitution back and forth four times.
Good Lord, why?
Wow.
Because he was that much of a libertarian and he was bored.
That's what libertarians do when they don't have real activism to distract them with, like we do here in New Hampshire.
See, and the Libertarian Party is perfect for those types of people.
Yeah.
If what they want to do in their spare time is memorize the Constitution, stay in Reno or California or New Jersey or wherever you people are arguing online about.
And debate policy, yeah, and debate bylaws.
And leave the building to us.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight about the Libertarians, Sam?
Just that it seems pretty inspiring that you guys are willing to take on the government the way you are.
Well, I mean, it's not that I want to.
Are you
well,
referring
I
to
mean,
the crypto sex thing?
In a way.
It's just that we are willing to put ourselves out there, and when you are willing to do activism that is going to potentially have an impact, then you have to be willing to accept the fact that there may be violent psychopaths calling themselves government that will target you for it. And that was one of the things that I came to grips with when I decided to be an activist before I even moved to New Hampshire. I knew that if I put myself out there, that there was a chance that I would be targeted. And it's not because I want that to happen. I really would rather just be left alone. It's just that I know if I do nothing, then things are going to get worse, and I cannot just stand by and do nothing.
Huh? But since you're willing to take that risk, that really impresses me.
Well, good, and I wish more people would. I hope more people will stand up because that's what it's going to take. We're not going to get to liberty by just voting. You're not going to get to liberty by just running a candidate once every 4 years. We've got to have a community of people who are doing a variety of different activism, both political and outside of the system. And there's nowhere else on the planet that's like that besides New Hampshire. And I mean, Ron Paul's has endorsed the Free State Project, there's a reason for that. Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Any thoughts on that, guys?
Risks? You're absolutely right. And I knew that, you know, when I became an activist as well, and I warned people about becoming activists for exactly that reason. If you stick your neck out and you're effective, you're giving the government a target, and they're going to do what governments do, and that's inflict violence on you.
You'd be the first up against the wall, all of us.
And it may not just be the government; it may be angry locals who physically. I mean, you've had your car vandalized. We've had this house vandalized. There's more coming up here. It is.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation, the topic of the day at the White House. President Biden meeting with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. He said he hopes to lead a transition from a historic economic recovery to a steady growth pattern that helps families. A jury has reached a verdict in our nation's capital.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday found Michael Sussman not guilty of lying to the FBI in September of 2016 involving the Trump-Russia fake news story. The jury included one federal government employee who told the judge they donated to the Democrats in 2016 and another government employee who told the judge they strongly disliked former President Trump. Both said they could be impartial throughout the trial.
Lance Pye reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. This is USA Radio News. Funerals and memorials are underway 1 week after the deadly South Texas elementary school shooting. Uvalde is beginning to bury the 19 children and two teachers killed at Robb Elementary. Authorities are investigating why police waited outside the school before eventually shooting and killing the murderer. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to increase the defense budget to $782 billion for the 2022 fiscal year. This as Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, sat down with Fox News to talk about the U.S. military's capabilities for future warfare.
We're in a period of what I call a change in the character of war, where we have fundamental changes in technology, for example, robotics and artificial intelligence. This last series of strategies that have been put out in the last few years are pointing us in the direction to adjust and reform our military.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us here. That's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We did have Ron Paul on the show tonight. That, of course, episode will be up on freetalklive.com. Behind the scenes, we are doing some wire switching, if you will. We were going from one podcast host to another. You shouldn't notice any issues. This should be pretty transparent. We're joining the megaphone.fm platform. And we are now actually available there.
You shouldn't notice any issues, though, is like the thing that people say right before people notice issues. Right?
Yeah, I'm just letting
you
know.
You're absolutely right. There shouldn't be any issues, but somehow, for some reason, someone's going to have an issue.
We'll see. We'll see. I think it'll be pretty seamless. We've switched podcast hosts before, and we are going to continue uploading to SoundCloud for some amount of time just to see what happens. We're just kind of doing some experiments with changing things up. So, again, you shouldn't notice any difference, but if you go to freetalklive.com, you can always grab the latest episode there. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. I've updated that today. The feed URL hasn't changed. It's still the same feed burner URL that you've always gone through if you subscribe to that. If you've never subscribed to our podcast, then head over to feeds.freetalklive.com and just drop that into your favorite podcast client. I also added links to Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and one or two of the other ones, iHeart. So there's some more links on there than there were before. Some people like to listen through those platforms.
Did you throw in Spotify? Because Spotify is extremely popular. Okay.
Yeah, it's up there. So check it out over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's how you can follow us and get your latest episodes of Free Talk Live automatically delivered to you. All right, so we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, and coming up, we're going to talk about the latest bug pushing.
Oh, God.
Conan's got some bugs.
Oh, I love the hate
news.
These articles. I love to hate them.
And then also World War III. Apparently, Russian state media is calling... They're announcing World War III is happening.
They're also announcing the end of the war in Ukraine, and it took me a minute to figure out what they were talking about. They're like, this is no longer a special operation in Ukraine. They're not saying, they're not declaring victory in Ukraine, which is what I assumed. They're saying that special operation is ended because it's now expanded into world war.
And that's what we're going to talk about coming up here. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
What was your name? You're on today. Aria? Is that his name?
Did you quit smoking? Are you still taking that Chantrix crap?
No, and I quit smoking.
She's off.
Oh, wow.
No, are you actually listening to the show, Sarah?
Sarah, I'm a trans woman, by the way. That's transphobic of you.
Oh, you're a transformer? What's the difference between a transformer and a transvestite?
I would, transformer.
That's an interesting question.
Transformer aside, it's a fair question. I would argue that for non-op and pre-op, which I'm not going to get into an explanation of those things, there isn't a difference. No practical or meaningful difference to speak of.
What is a transformer?
I don't know what
someone who transforms.
But I assume, Sarah, if it helps you to think of me as in terms of a transvestite, that's fine with me. I don't particularly care. I don't think you're transphobic either. That was a joke. That's why everyone here laughed, because they know, coming from me, that that's not a sincere statement.
Do you think that was good of Aria to quit smoking, or do you think that she should continue to smoke because... I don't know.
You know why?
Four out of every five doctors say
that's
good to go.
Well, he was complaining about Merlin last time I confronted you about they threw out the smokers in the casinos in the Navajo tribe, and it's part of Arizona and New Mexico. So the Navajo Nation is on those two states. And so,
yeah, I remember that.
Okay, and then what you're crying about is like, that's the only place I got left to smoke. I mean, you were kind of sulky about it. You were kind of whining about, I mean, if I don't smoke in the casino, where else am I going to smoke?
Hold on, Sarah, right? Because your understanding of how you called into a national radio show to complain about this one place where smokers can still smoke inside, this one place, and you whine to us about that. And when I put it, and I wasn't even a smoker then when we had this discussion. I'm pretty sure I said it back then. That is one of the few places in the United States where a smoker can actually be inside, enjoying themselves, engaging in some form of entertainment, and light up a cigarette. And even though you don't even gamble, you don't go to the casinos, you want to take that away from them. You're the Karen here, Sarah, not me. You don't know what that
I
means.
I was telling you. Well, the thing about it is that, okay, when I called and wrote a letter to the casino, okay, that it's close to the city.
Have you ever gone to this casino?
Well, I visited all the casinos around here. There's about, six different kinds, all every which way, north, south, the south, east, west, every which way there's casinos everywhere.
Do you spend money at this casino?
Well, no,
Then what do you care what policies they have about smokers? You don't go to this place. You're not one of their customers.
Wait, I thought she did go and get her hair done or something. Didn't you go to the spa?
They had buffets. I mean, the thing is, it's entertaining for non-gamblers because they give you free water, free soda pop.
But you've never spent money. But you've never spent money at one of these places.
Wait,
because you're not a customer.
Hold on. You're complaining about the rest. You're
Welcome to Sarah, man.
You can go to a casino and eat for free. I mean, I've heard that they give their high rollers, you know, freebies.
I'm just saying that they have really great buffets during Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Don't you have to pay for that?
No, I do pay, but the great stuff
are customer.
For you, Soda Pop.
You're a customer.
Yes, I am a customer.
Well, then why did you say no to that question repeatedly? Okay, so you have
I'm not a customer as far as you were talking about making money off me gambling. No, I do not play any of the slots and the tables or anything.
I didn't ask
they
if you
do
gambled.
Not make money. Look, as a non-smoker, I'm entitled to enjoy the casino because they got golf courses, they got swimming pools, they have salons, they got spas, they got jacuzzis, they got all of these things. I'm entitled. They welcome
entitled?
Me.
Wow. Sarah, someone else's private property.
Sarah, you can do all of those things at countless other venues.
Sarah, this isn't a public arena. This is someone's private business.
She's a commie.
You are entitled to any part of that. if you don't like the rules, go to another casino.
Well, all of the casinos got about the same kind of rules.
Yeah, because they know their customers are the ones most likely to get addicted to things like alcohol and tobacco and gambling. There's a reason that they allow smoking and drinking in casinos, Sarah, and it's because they're all addictive, just like gambling. By not allowing them to have smokers, you're basically saying, don't smoke, don't drink in the casinos. You're killing their entire market. That's what they do. They sell addiction to people. That's not your issue, though. Your issue is that you might breathe in some secondhand smoke at one of these places. You're a lunatic, Sarah.
Well, why do they want my business when 5 people out of 6 people are non-smokers? Okay, like
because you're not one of the ones prone to it. I just explained why you're not one of the ones prone to addiction.
Sarah, if there were enough people who didn't want smoking at the casino, you would have a non-smoking casino.
Yep, or it would have gone out of business a long time ago.
And that's what we have.
But you have more people. Hold on, wait, there is a non-smoking casino?
I was telling you, it happened about 6 months ago. The whole Navajo Nation, which is part of Arizona and into New Mexico, they banned smoking
from all public.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you that I'm so happy. I've been calling about that. I've been going there, and I helped Aria, to quit.
You helped
did not
Aria.
Help me quit.
It's all her. She's taking all the credit.
Aria, the Transformer, denies that you had any role in my quitting of smoking.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. All right, that's enough from you.
But, Sarah, I mean, that's what these places do. That it doesn't matter that non-smokers outnumber smokers. That they cater to people who are most likely to get addicted. They know that the people that's sitting at those slot machines are the old people who can't afford to give away their pensions. They cater to that market. That's why they want smokers. That's why they want drinkers.
If you want to join us here, you can do that. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is it World War III? Well, apparently the Russians might be saying so. Now, in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
I do want to say thanks to Damon Freeman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. He is supporting our AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Damon's diamond level, which means he's doing way more than what we ask. We only ask for $5 a month. He's doing quite a bit more. So thank you, Damon, for helping us out with that over there. And you can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com and get some cool benefits for joining that as well. We really appreciate it. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones here. I think, is this Stephen in Georgia?
How are you guys?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, so first and foremost, if she's still listening, Sarah, I literally have an envelope full of money to send you to a commune. If whenever you're ready being unhappy, whatever, like you want to stop being unhappy, just fill out the application. I'll pay for the application fee, and I'll pay for you to go to the commune, and you'll be a communist. And leave us alone.
If there is any, if Bernie Sanders is any evidence of what how communists think about other communists, she wouldn't last 12 hours. They would kick her butt out.
Because she's lazy.
Because she's lazy and wouldn't work. Just like they kicked Bernie Sanders out after 2 weeks because he was the same way. Unless you're talking about, like when I say commune, I mean like a farm out in
like a real commune,
in Vermont,
yeah,
or somewhere, even in New Hampshire.
You got to work the land.
But if you're talking about like China or North Korea. Yeah. We can all pitch in and get a plane ticket for Sarah.
I'll send her to any of these places if she will go. If she will agree, yes, this is what I think is communism, and she will go there, I will happily pay.
Weren't you the person who made that offer before and she turned it down?
Yeah, because her life's mission is to.
Good.
I still have the money sitting aside so that she can be happy. Because she just seems miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but my biggest issue with the free state is, like, y'all are like me politically, but not spiritually. So I would rather be here with a church full of people that believe like me. And I feel like the best thing for Sarah is to
What's
go be
religion?
With a bunch of communists. I'm a Baptist.
Are there Baptist churches up here?
I don't know if there are Baptist churches, but I would easily recommend the church that you and I attended like two-ish years ago, Ian.
Hope Chapel.
It has a very Southern Baptist feel to it, and the pastor there, he speaks with the passion that you expect of a Southern Baptist pastor, not one of these dull, prattling on.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand what SBC culture is like? And
yeah, absolutely.
Pretty close.
I would say that Hope Chapel, and that's the only church I've been to in New Hampshire, but I can't imagine they're all like that. The pastor there is very libertarian-leaning, or he may, in fact, be a free stater, I don't know. But the energy that he had, that he brought to the sermon, was very similar, maybe not as high-key as what you find in a Southern Baptist church. There was more love and compassion and less fire and brimstone. But it still had the same sort of passion behind it.
It was the most libertarian sermon I had heard in my lifetime.
Mm.
Absolutely excellent. We got video of it. If you want to check it out, you can go to freekeen.com, search for Hope Chapel.
There you go.
But actually, there's a Baptist church here in Keene, so it sounds to me like you haven't done any research.
That doesn't mean Southern Baptist, though.
Okay, but I didn't expect to see that. I mean, I'll be fair to you, though. I mean, New Hampshire is known as being one of the least churched states as far as there are religious people here, but not as many of them per capita go to a church. So there aren't as many churches per capita in New Hampshire, as I understand it. But they still exist. I mean, they're definitely still here.
I don't know what it's like there in Georgia, but I know in Mississippi, like every mile, you are passing a church. And
yeah,
most of these would have like a congregation of like 12 to 13 people or something like that. Then you drive another mile and look, oh, here's another church. Or you pass a corner. Oh, look, there's churches on both sides.
Yeah, I definitely stay away from this First Baptist. They've got a COVID-19 notice right on their front page saying they're having in-person socially distanced services on Sundays. So, yeah, if you're a libertarian-minded person, you just talk to the Free Staters and they will point you to the most freedom-friendly churches that are around. And they do exist. And the whole point to the sermon that you and I attended are, and you're, you know, a Satanist.
Yeah.
I'm a panentheist, so we're not with this church per se. But we went because they were actually having a outdoor service, which was against the rules. So they were actually committing civil disobedience at the time that this happened. And so we wanted to go and support them. And it wasn't socially distanced. People were close and hugging and you know, shaking hands. And it was absolutely fantastic. And
it's very good. They had live music, respectable live music. I mean, it was not bad at all. And then
you're a musician, so
And then the preacher came out. And he did his thing, and there was no part of that where I was like, bored and wishing that we were sitting out in the sun. So I mean, I was hot and miserable through parts of it because it was high noon or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was no point where I was like, oh, this is so boring. I wish I had not come here or whatever. Like I was throughout all of my experiences in church previously.
Mm-hmm. The one church that I see a lot around here are the Unitarianisms. The Unitarians.
Those are the liberals.
Yeah, and that's. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
What is a Unitarian church?
I'm looking at the wiki right now, trying to figure it out, and I know they're liberals.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I can figure out is that they don't believe in original sin.
Is this like the next level church? They interviewed me when I ran for sheriff, and they had a very liberal vibe to them as well. And I say liberal, and I don't mean that in a denigrating way. I mean, they were very accepting, very tolerant, very open. Not generally what you associate with
liberals.
It's actually kind of a interfaith church, the Unitarians, as I understand it. But anything else, Stephen, you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, actually, I want to ask y'all about that. So you have your church, right? the Shire Free Church or whatever y'all call it.
We have two different churches. I am one of the ministers in the Shire Free Church. Aria is the Reformed Satanic Church.
Well, I'm the high priestess in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way that I understand Unitarianism is basically all roads lead to Rome, right? So as long as you have something when you die, you get something after you die. Like if you're a Catholic, you go to Catholic heaven. If you're a Baptist, you go to Baptist heaven. If you're a Satanist, like, I don't know, don't be rude. Like, I'm not trying to be a butthole here, but like you go to hell, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, like, what you believe.
I believe when I die, I will be dead. That is the best way of characterizing my afterlife beliefs.
And so, like, that's Unitarianism. Is that kind of what the Cheshire Free Church is? Like, just whatever you believe is what you believe, that's good for you?
So the Shire Free Church, if you go to church.shiresociety.com, you can learn a lot more about it. But the reason it was formed was because we wanted to have an interfaith peace church. So the idea is that a lot of churches, I'm going to put you on hold because there's some wind noise there, but there's a lot of churches, they don't really believe in peace. They support war.
I've seen Southern Baptist churches arguing, and I say that because that's where I'm from. I'm not to take any particular jab at them, but I've seen them arguing for, like, stronger nuclear armament and things like that, where Jesus is like, hey, turn the other cheek and forgive your neighbors. He's like, we need more nukes. Yeah. It's like, dude.
So the idea is, you know, people who actually support peace need a place where they can go and be around other like-minded people who have a religion and also support peace, so we can learn from each other. Because I'm not of the belief that any one religion is the one true way. I think that everybody has, you know, their own path, and so that's why it's an interfaith church. We want people to come together who are that agree on peace, and then we can talk about all the rest of, you know, of the details as far as what each person believes. Because, you know, as a pantheist, I've found a lot to like in a lot of different religions, and there's some stuff I don't like in a lot of different religions. So I kind of like pick and choose what sounds and what feels resonates with me inside. But again, it's interfaith, so anyone is welcome within the Shire Free Church.
It sounds like the Shire Free Church is very similar to the Reformed Satanic Church in that it's not so much about what you believe or what you think is coming next, or, you know, what you want heaven to be like. It's more about what you do right now in this world, right now, with your time as a living being. And first and foremost among that, a person should be promoting peace and love.
Right. That is the mission of the church, is to foster peace. And we do that by, in a variety of different ways, a lot of outreach, including this radio show. Thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Check out church.shiresociety.com. It's more of a media ministry, but that doesn't mean someone couldn't open up a building with a steeple on it. It just costs a lot to heat those things.
Mm-hmm.
those things are closing down. They're getting sold to businesses around here.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.